This article is brought to you by the best-selling book series Write Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How to respond to gaslighting when someone denies their toxic traits. The exact words to use when someone rewrites reality to protect their toxic behaviour. In short, this article contains 5 word-for-word scripts covering the most common situations where someone denies their toxic traits and tries to rewrite what happened. Script 1. When they say it never happened. Script 3. When they turn the accusation back on you. Script 5. When they go silent and refuse to engage. Definition: responding to gaslighting means staying grounded in observable fact when someone with toxic traits denies, distorts, or dismisses your experience of their behaviour. It requires preparation, specific language, and the courage to hold your position without being pulled into an argument about whose version of events is real. I once sat across a table from a colleague who looked me in the eye and said, with complete calm, that the conversation I was describing had simply never taken place. I had notes. I had a date. I had the name of the person who had been in the room. It did not matter. He denied it with such confidence that, for a moment, I almost believed him. That is what responding to gaslighting demands of you: the ability to stay grounded in fact when someone uses confidence and denial as weapons. The scripts in this article work because they keep you anchored to what actually happened, rather than dragging you into a debate about memory or intention. They come from the principles I lay out in Chapter 11 of Say It Right Every Time, a chapter built around high-stakes conversations that require more than the basics. Find the script that matches your situation. Read the context and the note before you speak. Practice it out loud at least twice before you use it. If you are also dealing with blame shifting or passive undermining in a team setting, scripts for addressing team members who are undermining group synergy will give you additional language for those situations. How to use these scripts. Before you use any of these scripts, follow these steps. Number 1. Find the situation that matches yours. Number 2. Read the full script and the context note before speaking or writing. Number 3. Adapt the words to your natural voice. Keep the structure. Change the tone. Number 4. Practice out loud at least twice. Scripts read differently than they sound. The most common mistake people make with word-for-word scripts is reading them like a prepared statement rather than a real conversation. A script is a structure, not a performance. If you deliver it word-for-word without adjusting for your relationship and the person in front of you, it will sound robotic and lose its force. The goal is to sound like a more prepared, more grounded version of yourself, not like someone reading from a document. How to respond to gaslighting. 5 scripts for every situation. Script 1. When they say it never happened. Situation. Use this script when someone flatly denies that a conversation, incident, or pattern of toxic behavior occurred. This is the most direct form of gaslighting, a complete rewrite of shared reality. Why this works. In Say It Right Every Time, I describe gaslighting as a denial of another person's reality, and I note that manipulation thrives in confusion, but dies in clarity. This script gives you no room to be confused because it returns immediately to specific, verifiable facts. It does not argue about memory. It states what happened and holds that position. Standard version. I know what I experienced. You're telling me it didn't happen that way, but I was there, and I remember it clearly. I'm not going to debate whose version is right. Here's what I've observed. Specific date, specific behavior, specific impact. I need us to address that directly. Formal version. I want to be straightforward with you. I'm not here to debate what did or did not happen, because I'm confident in what I witnessed. On specific date, specific behavior occurred, and the impact was specific impact. I'm asking you to address that rather than question whether it took place. After you use it, a constructive response looks like the other person engaging with the specific facts, even if they disagree with your interpretation. A difficult response is a further denial or an attempt to question your memory. If that happens, calmly repeat the facts once more and state that you are noting the conversation in writing. Eamon's note: before you walk into this conversation, write down what happened, date, behavior, who is present. That written record is your anchor when the denial begins. Script 2. When they minimize the behavior. Situation. Use this when someone acknowledges that something happened, but insists it was trivial, that you're overreacting, or that a reasonable person would not have been affected. This is a softer form of gaslighting, but it is just as corrosive to your sense of reality. Why this works? Minimizing is a way of conceding the event while denying the impact, which keeps the person with toxic traits protected from accountability. This script separates the two and acknowledges that they may see it differently while firmly naming the real impact on you and on the work. Standard version. I hear you saying it wasn't a big deal. I'm not here to argue about that. What I can tell you is that specific behavior had a real impact. Specific impact. That impact was real, regardless of what you intended. I need us to talk about how we prevent it from happening again. Formal version. I understand we may have different perceptions of the severity of what occurred. What I can speak to with confidence is the impact. Specific impact on work, team, or relationship. I am not asking you to agree with my interpretation. I am asking you to acknowledge the impact and commit to a different approach going forward. Casual version. Look, I get that it might not seem like a big deal to you, but it had a real effect on me. Specifically impact. I just need you to take that seriously, even if we see the rest of it differently. After you use it, watch for whether they engage with the impact or continue to deflect. If they shift to discussing the impact, you have made progress. If they continue to minimize, treat that pattern itself as information and consider whether you need to bring a third party into the conversation. If you are navigating this in a team context, how to address passive-aggressive behavior that silently eroding team synergy covers the slow burn version of this dynamic. Eamon's note. The difference between someone who simply sees things differently and someone who is gaslighting you is their willingness to engage with your impact at all, even when they disagree. Script 3. When they turn the accusation back on you. Situation. Use this when someone responds to your naming of their toxic behavior by accusing you of the same behavior, or by claiming you're the problem in the dynamic. This is a deflection tactic designed to put you on the defensive and abandon your original point. Why this works? Deflection works by pulling your attention away from the facts you brought and redirecting it toward defending yourself. This script refuses to take that bait. It acknowledges what they said, declines to debate it, and returns the conversation to the original point. As I note and say it right every time, staying focused on facts is the most reliable counter to manipulation. Standard version. I'm willing to talk about your concerns about me separately, but right now, I'm raising something specific. Specific behavior. Turning this back onto me doesn't address what I'm asking you about. I'd like to stay focused on that. Can we do that? Formal version. I am open to a separate conversation about your concerns regarding my conduct. However, the purpose of this conversation is to address specific behavior and its impact on team, project, relationship. I'm asking that we stay on that topic. If you have concerns you would like to raise about me, I would welcome that conversation at a different time, after you use it. If they agree to stay focused, proceed with your specific facts. If they refuse and continue to deflect, name that directly. I notice we keep moving away from the point I'm raising. I need to address it. A pattern of consistent deflection, especially combined with denial, is a signal that this conversation may need a witness or a formal structure. Eamon's note. Here is the truth of it. The deflection itself is the confirmation. People who have nothing to hide do not need to immediately redirect the spotlight. Script 4. When they claim you misunderstood their intentions. Situation. Use this when someone accepts that the behavior happened, but claims you have misread their intentions entirely, and that your interpretation is therefore the real problem. This is a common response to naming toxic traits. The behavior is acknowledged, but all responsibility is dissolved through claimed intent. Why this works? Intent matters in human relationships, but it does not to erase impact. This script holds both truths at once. It gives the person the benefit of the doubt on intent, while firmly maintaining that the impact was real and must be addressed. When someone reacts defensively to feedback, this kind of script can open a more productive path. See also how to respond when a team member reacts defensively to synergy-focused feedback for related language. Standard version. I'm willing to believe that wasn't what you meant, but here's what actually happened from where I was standing. Specific behavior, specific impact. Whatever the intention was, the impact was real. I need us to talk about how we handle that impact, not just the intention behind it. Formal version. I appreciate that your intention may have been different from how the situation landed. I'm not questioning your intent. What I'm raising is the impact of specific behavior on specific person, project, or team. Those are two separate issues, and the impact needs to be addressed regardless of what was intended. Casual version. I hear you, I really do. But good intentions don't cancel out what actually happened. What I felt and what I saw were real. Can we talk about that part after you use it? A person genuinely open to repair will engage with the impact even while explaining their intent. A person using intent as a shield will continue to redirect the conversation toward their motivation rather than your experience. One good follow-up question, if they persist, is, even if that is true, what would you do differently next time? Eamon's note. A real apology, as I outline in Chapter 11 of Say It Right Every Time, requires three things: acknowledgement of the action, recognition of the impact, and a commitment to change. Intent alone does not satisfy any of those three. Script 5. When they go silent and refuse to engage. Situation. Use this when someone responds to your naming of their toxic behavior by sitting down entirely giving you the silent treatment, offering single-word answers, or physically withdrawing from the conversation. Silence used as a response to accountability is its own form of denial. Why this works? Silence in this context is a power move designed to make you feel responsible for the breakdown in communication, and often, to make you drop the subject. This script names what is happening without attacking the person, and it creates a clear path back to engagement, while establishing a consequence for continued silence. For help structuring conversations like this without generating further conflict, how to deliver a neutral problem statement that stops team conflict before it destroys synergy is worth reading alongside the script. Standard version. I notice you've gone quiet, and I want to give you space if you need it. But I also need to be honest, not responding isn't an option for me right now. I raised something important. I need you to engage with it. If you're not able to do that right now, I'm willing to set a specific time to come back to this. But we are going to come back to it. Formal version. I want to acknowledge that this may be a difficult conversation. I am prepared to give you time if that would help. However, I want to be clear that I am not in a position to leave this unaddressed. I am raising specific issue because it matters. I would like to agree on a time within the next 24 hours, 48 hours, where we can return to this conversation after you use it. Watch for whether they agree to a specific time or continue to stonewall. If they agree, follow up in writing to confirm. Just confirming will talk about topic at time. That written confirmation is both a practical tool and a signal that you're serious. If they continue to refuse engagement entirely, consult how to use the deal method to resolve conflicts that are fracturing team synergy for a structured approach to breaking the deadlock. Eamon's note. Silence used as punishment is a boundary violation of its own. Name it clearly and calmly, and you remove its power. Adapting these scripts for your situation. Every script in this article is a starting point, not a final word. The structure is the tool. Your voice and your relationship are what make it land. Adjust for relationship length. A script you use with a long-term colleague needs to sound warmer than one you use with someone you barely know. The formal version is not always the right version for a close working relationship. Choose the version that fits the actual dynamic and adjust the tone from there. Match the register to the stakes. If this is a conversation that may involve HR or formal documentation, use the formal versions and keep your language precise. If this is a peer conversation in a trusted setting, the casual or standard version will feel more natural and be better received. You can also learn from how to use I statements in team conversations to prevent synergy-breaking blame cycles for additional framing tools that work alongside these scripts. Remove any phrase that does not sound like you. If a sentence in any of these scripts makes you wince when you say it out loud, change it. The structure matters. The exact wording does not. What matters is that you can deliver it with confidence. Prepare your specific facts in advance. Every script in this article contains a bracket where your specific facts go. Do not leave that bracket empty or vague when you walk into the room. Write down the date, the behavior, and the impact before the conversation begins. That preparation is what separates a confident delivery from a shaky one. The goal is for these words to sound like a better, more prepared version of you, not like someone else. Common mistakes when gaslighting conversations go wrong. The biggest single reason these conversations fail is that people go in without their facts ready and end up arguing about memory instead of behavior, arguing about whose version is correct. When you engage with the denial rather than returning to your specific facts, you hand the gaslighter exactly what they need. Keep returning to the specific behavior and the specific impact. That is the conversation you are there to have, over-explaining your emotional response. How you felt matters. But leading with emotion when someone is already denying your reality gives them more material to dismiss. Lead with observable fact. Emotion can follow once you've established the ground. Dropping the subject when they push back hard. The discomfort of holding your position in the face of strong denial is exactly what gaslighting relies on. If you step back to relieve that discomfort, the pattern continues. Hold the line, or set a specific time to return. How to recover team synergy after a conversation goes catastrophically wrong covers what to do when a conversation breaks down despite your best preparation. Using vague language when precision is everything. "You've been difficult lately" gives a gaslighter nothing to anchor to and everything to deny. On Tuesday afternoon, you interrupted the client presentation 3 times and then told the client the delay was my fault gives them very little room having this conversation over text or email. Lean mediums strip away tone, timing, and presence, all of which matter enormously in a conversation this charged. Choose the richest medium available in person if possible, video if not. If the conversation to start over text, use the script for moving text conversations to a better medium to shift it to a real-time format before it escalates. A script is a tool. Use it like one with skill, not rigidity. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling books 8 Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblickthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Frequently asked questions. What does responding to gaslighting actually look like in practice? Responding to gaslighting means staying anchored to specific facts rather than arguing about whose memory is correct. You name what happened, you name the impact, and you refuse to be pulled into a debate about whether your experience was real. Preparation and a written record make this significantly easier. How do you respond to gaslighting without losing your temper? The key is preparation. When you have your facts written down before the conversation, you do not need to rely on memory under pressure. Staying calm is easier when you are not scrambling to recall details. Speak to what you observed, not how it made you feel, and let clarity do the work. What are the best scripts for responding to gaslighting at work? The most effective script for responding to gaslighting in a workplace focus on observable facts rather than interpretations. They name the specific behaviour, note its impact on work, and invite a direct response without leaving room for deflection. The scripts in this article cover denial, blame shifting, and the silent treatment. Can responding to gaslighting actually change the other person's behaviour? Sometimes it does, and sometimes it does not. What responding clearly always does is protect your own clarity and signal that the behaviour has been noticed and named. Some people with toxic traits will pull back when confronted with specific facts. Others will escalate, which itself tells you something important about the relationship. How is gaslighting different from someone just having a bad memory? Gaslighting is a pattern, not a single misremembering. Someone with a genuinely faulty memory will usually be open to being corrected and will not make you feel confused or at fault for raising it. Gaslighting involves a consistent effort to reframe events in ways that protect the person doing it, often at your expense. Should I put gaslighting in writing before confronting someone about their toxic traits? Yes. Writing down what happened, when it happened, and who witnessed it before you have the conversation gives you an anchor when the other person tries to reframe the facts. In Say It Right Every Time, I describe this as creating a written record, and it is one of the most practical tools available for high-stakes conversations involving manipulation. This much I know for certain: responding to gaslighting is not about winning an argument. It is about staying grounded in what you know to be true, naming it with precision, and refusing to let someone else's denial become your doubt. The scripts in this article will not make the conversation easy. Nothing makes these conversations easy, but they will give you something worth more than ease. They will give you the words to stand your ground, clearly and calmly, in the moment it matters most. That is what responding to gaslighting with strength actually looks like. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblickthorne.com to get your copy.